You realize that you are in charge of your life. You realize that you have the ability to prevent Alzheimer's disease. It is within your control to prevent this disease, and you are dedicated to doing so, because by taking steps to prevent this disease, you also enhance your life, and you therefore prevent many diseases. In the first week of a 30-day plan, I would like you to visit with your doctor just to get a baseline physical. If you smoke, you should stop smoking, either by yourself or with the use of hypnosis, or with the use of another plan. Additionally, in that first week, you should go to the health food store and get essential vitamins and minerals, some of which may be lacking from your diet. Talk to the professionals there and find out what you need. You are taking an interest in becoming educated about nutrients which your body needs. In the second week of your 30-day plan, you begin to shop for products which are organic, and you begin to plan a wonderful, well-stocked kitchen. You plan your menu with healthy foods. You enjoy vegetables and fresh herbs. If you eat meat, you enjoy lean cuts of poultry and lean cuts of meat. You investigate ways to use salt-free spices. You are interested in whole wheat and grains which contain whole wheat are good for you. You avoid labels such as enriched or bleached. They are not beneficial to your body. You drink plenty of water. In week 3, I would like you to dedicate yourself to a powerful exercise plan. Start out with a simple exercise that you can do. Of course, always consult with your physician first. You begin with an exercise which you can maintain. Slowly, you build up your exercise routine and the amount of exercise you do, perhaps adding different types of exercises to your plan, until it levels off at something you can do for 30 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week, for the rest of your life. This begins in week 3. And you still maintain the practices which you began in week 1 and week 2. And now you are maintaining the practices you are beginning in week 3, with the exercise starting slowly. Of course, consulting your physician first and building until you have a solid exercise program. On week 4, I would like you to begin to assemble everything I have said. Make it all work for you. That's right. You have already put several things into place: a good quality diet, exercise, believing in yourself, getting yourself healthy. Now, take a moment to evaluate everything in this week, week 4, putting everything together, making it make sense for you. If there are certain foods that you are eating which you don't enjoy, reevaluate what you are eating. Investigate foods that are healthy for you. Perhaps you will want to consult with your nutritionist. Foods which are good for your body are going to allow you to fight off many diseases, including Alzheimer's. These foods are going to form a basis for your body to be healthy and strong and fit and capable of doing those things you want to do. Also, in week 4, You re-evaluate your exercise plan. Make sure it works for you. By listening to this recording for 21 nights in a row, 3 weeks, you will be well programmed for all 4 weeks of the new you. And once you have gone through the 4 weeks of the new you, you will maintain those new habits because you enjoy those new habits. Finding ways to make those new habits permanent is well within your ability, so you make exercise and nutrition part of your life. Congratulations on choosing a new and healthy lifestyle. In addition to these changes, you also avoid products and foods which have been exposed to aluminum or which contain aluminum. Research, though inconclusive, seems to indicate that there is a link between Alzheimer's disease and aluminum. So just to be on the safe side, avoid products which mention aluminum. And avoid products which have come into contact with aluminum. You begin to realize the true power you have and how you were meant to be here. You have a purpose on this earth, a wonderful, powerful, amazing purpose. Allow those good feelings to surge through you now, the feelings that remind you of just how wonderful you are, as you recall that you belong here, you have a reason for living, a very powerful purpose in your life, and day by day, you get closer and closer to fulfilling the reason for being here, and this encourages you. It gives you a renewed sense of self, a renewed sense of purpose, and motivation and confidence as you now feel good about being yourself. You are glad that you were born, and you look forward to continuing to reach higher and higher, reaching every one of your goals easily and feeling good about the accomplishments as you climb higher and higher in your life. You realize that you are benefiting so many others around you who have the benefit of seeing a wonderful example of your achievements. So take a moment now as I am silent and really tune in to your true purpose on this earth and really breathe in deeply that good feeling that you have of being alive. And each time you exhale, let go of any doubt. Do this now as I am silent. Good. And you realize now what a wonderful, amazing, beautiful, strong person you are. You are able to do anything you want to do. And you imagine your mind like a lake that is calm and smooth. You are able to accomplish anything you want because you center yourself and you remain calm in every situation, steadily moving toward each and every one of your goals, accomplishing them quickly and efficiently, always making a proper plan and following that plan and making things happen. You are very interested in your success. And so day by day, you look for ways in which you can improve your life. You are constantly open to new and interesting and exciting ways to improve your life and the way you do things. You are very intelligent, and you open your intelligent mind to all of the wonderful possibilities that life has to offer, and you use everything that life gives you to move yourself forward so that you can reach higher and higher and fulfill your destiny as a loving, kind, generous, wonderful person. And you've realized ever since you were a small child that you are special in a very good way. You are a good person. You ultimately stand for what is right. Feel these feelings within you now. Just like you felt when you were a child, and you realized that you would make a difference. You have all of the skill, all of the power, all of the ability, and all of the determination to do anything you want to do. And you realize now that this is what confidence is all about. Having a belief in yourself that is inside. So see yourself now as I am silent, in a situation in which you are surrounded by other people. You realize there is no need to display how powerful you are because you feel it. It is internal. You know how powerful and wonderful you are. So imagine being among people and being calmly confident as I am silent. you realize that you are confident in every situation. I'd like you now to imagine yourself in a situation in which you display your confidence by standing up for yourself. There are always times when we need to stand up for ourselves. You never hesitate to stand up for yourself when it is necessary and justified. So as I am silent, imagine yourself standing up for yourself. Good. And you realize because you are so confident, you always look out for yourself. You always protect yourself. You always make sure that you receive proper respect. Good. You realize that you are in charge of your life. You realize that you have the ability to prevent Alzheimer's disease. It is within your control to prevent this disease, and you are dedicated to doing so, because by taking steps to prevent this disease, you also enhance your life. And you therefore prevent many diseases. In the first week of a 30-day plan, I would like you to visit with your doctor just to get a baseline physical. If you smoke, you should stop smoking, either by yourself or with the use of hypnosis or with the use of another plan. Additionally, in that first week, you should go to the health food store and get essential vitamins and minerals, some of which may be lacking from your diet. Talk to the professionals there and find out what you need. You are taking an interest in becoming educated about nutrients which your body needs. In the second week of your 30-day plan, you begin to shop for products which are organic, and you begin to plan a wonderful, well-stocked kitchen. You plan your menu with healthy foods. You enjoy vegetables and fresh herbs. If you eat meat, you enjoy lean cuts of poultry and lean cuts of meat. You investigate ways to use salt-free spices. You are interested in whole wheat. and grains which contain whole wheat are good for you. You avoid labels such as enriched or bleached. They are not beneficial to your body. You drink plenty of water. In week 3, I would like you to dedicate yourself to a powerful exercise plan. Start out with a simple exercise that you can do. Of course, always consult with your physician first. You begin with an exercise which you can maintain. Slowly, you build up your exercise routine and the amount of exercise you do, perhaps adding different types of exercises to your plan until it levels off at something you can do for 30 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week for the rest of your life. This begins in week 3. And you still maintain the practices which you began in week 1 and week 2. And now you are maintaining the practices you are beginning in week 3, with the exercise starting slowly, of course consulting your physician first, and building until you have a solid exercise program. On week 4, I would like you to begin to assemble everything I have said. Make it all work for you, that's right. You have already put several things into place: a good quality diet, exercise, believing in yourself, getting yourself healthy. Now, take a moment to evaluate everything in this week, week 4, putting everything together, making it make sense for you. If there are certain foods that you are eating which you don't enjoy, reevaluate what you are eating. Investigate foods that are healthy for you. Perhaps you will want to consult with your nutritionist. Foods which are good for your body are going to allow you to fight off many diseases, including Alzheimer's. These foods are going to form a basis for your body to be healthy and strong and fit and capable of doing those things you want to do. Also, in week 4, you reevaluate your exercise plan. Make sure it works for you. By listening to this recording for 21 nights in a row, 3 weeks, you will be well programmed for all 4 weeks of the new you. And once you have gone through the 4 weeks of the new you, you will maintain those new habits because you enjoy those new habits. Finding ways to make those new habits permanent is well within your ability, so you make exercise and nutrition part of your life. Congratulations on choosing a new and healthy lifestyle. In addition to these changes, you also avoid products and foods which have been exposed to aluminum or which contain aluminum. Research, though inconclusive, seems to indicate that there is a link between Alzheimer's disease and aluminum. So just to be on the safe side, avoid products which mention aluminum. And avoid products which have come into contact with aluminum. And now, more than ever before, you are highly motivated to achieve all of your goals. As I am silent, just allow that power you have, that natural, wonderful, amazing power, to surge through you, to re-energize you, to remind you of your focus and determination. Good. Now realize that power as being like a ball of energy which you must direct. Motivation happens when you direct the ball of energy that you have within you on a specific target. So as I am silent now, imagine directing the ball of powerful, motivational energy you have within you, directing it on a target, a goal that you have. Good. And now, as I am silent, feel yourself having achieved that goal which you directed your energy toward, and feel how good it feels to have achieved it.